There you go. All right, thank you all very much for joining us this evening. This is a meeting of the Clinton Township Mayor and Council. It is June 14th at 7:02. If you all please join me in a salute to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ms. Cecil, do we need to make any motion for Ms. Lindsay? Ms. Heller? Serve as the secretary?
Yes. That's probably good.
All right.
Thank you for thinking that.
Before we begin, can I make a motion, or we're going to?
Make the motion, absolutely.
Yep. Because we haven't done the roll call yet, that's why I asked.
Correct. Well, no, we need the roll call so that we know that we have a quorum.
So, if it works for everyone, we'll deputize Ms. Heller to serve as our secretary for the evening. And if you wouldn't mind calling the roll.
Sure. Mayor Millet?
Here.
Council President Strauss?
Here.
Councilman Glazer?
Here.
Councilman Kraschinsky?
Here.
And Councilman Soto?
Councilwoman.
Councilwoman, sorry.
All right, it sounds as though we have a quorum, correct? All right, very good. Don't mind us, we're transitioning from our longtime clerk, Ms. Connor, and we're working out the kinks. So, this meeting is being held in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act and all laws governing that have been met. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided in accordance with the requirements of the Open Public Meetings Act. And a copy of this agenda has been sent to the Hunterdon County Democrat, posted on the bulletin board in the municipal building, and was made available to the public on the township's website on June 13th, 2022. We'll begin this evening with comments from the public for items listed on the agenda only. Are there any members of the public who might wish to make comments on the agenda items? Okay, if not, we'll move on to the next, which is a proclamation. This is a proclamation for the aforementioned Ms. Connor, who has recently departed for another municipality. But she did serve here for a long time, so I'd like to read this into the record. Proclamation honoring Township Clerk and Township Resident Carla Connor. Whereas Carla Connor has proudly served the residents of the Township of Clinton in myriad ways over the last 14 years, including the past 9 years as municipal clerk. And whereas, whether serving as secretary to the Township Mayor and Council, serving as custodian of records, administering local elections, or issuing licenses and permits, she did it all with integrity and dedication. And whereas, she has continuously worked to provide fair and impartial service to all residents. And whereas, Mrs. Connor is a lifelong resident of the Township of Clinton and an upstanding member of the community. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed on behalf of the Township of Clinton Mayor and Council, it is with great honor that I hereby commend Carla Connor for her dedication to the township and the residents of the community, and wish her all the best in her future professional endeavors. We presented this to Ms. Connor on her last day with us, May 31st it was. So, we miss her. She's still in town, so that's nice, and I'm sure we'll see her from time to time. Next, we have a Board of Health application. Is there someone here present to deal with the Board of Health? All right, in that instance, we will, at 7:07, adjourn as the mayor and council and convene as the Board of Health.
Good evening. I am here for Ford Round Top Drive.
Okay.
And we're asking for three waivers or variances. One is a side yard setback.
Okay.
And the other, I'm sorry, a setback from the building. The other is a pump tank setback. And the third is not really a variance with your code. It's a Hunterdon County policy, which is the teleslope 10 foot from the property line. So we have a relatively small lot, about a quarter acre or less.
Okay. Yeah, most of the lots up there tend to be very, very small.
Yes. And we have, basically, we have a septic behind us, and we have a septic to the west of us. And they were digging soil logs to the northeast of us on the same day for a septic in that area. So we stuck a long skinny septic in alongside the dwelling. And the dwelling sits on a slab, so, and we're 11 feet off the slab with the bed. And the pump tank is 6 feet off the slab. The reason we don't want to put the pump tank further back is it'll be in the old bed, and we'll disturb more of that if we have to install it there.
So you'd be in the old disposal bed if you put the...
Yes, we're probably going to hit the corner over there, and we'll try and keep that to a minimum.
It is really a tight fit.
Yeah, it's a small lot, right? So it's a little bit of a hardship case.
Not too many other options, I don't see.
No, there's not.
Here, this is the map. All right, so...
I'm sorry, Mayor, you can just confirm on the record, are there any increase in size to the residence?
No, there's not. Existing two-bedroom house, yes. It's going to stay a two-bedroom.
Okay, because on the plan, it says...
It says three bedrooms. That's one of the revisions the county's asked for.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, we have the Shelbury site. I used the old application for the first sheet, and then we have to change it from a 3-2-2. The calculations are done on a two-bedroom, so...
Joe, comment or question?
They've done what they can do with what they've got, right? I mean, constrained lot, kind of just...
Very constrained, yes.
The best position possible with some, one exception, I guess, the two minor variances, best design.
And it is public water up there, which is a help.
Yeah, you don't have the setback from the well to deal with, too.
Thank God.
The alternative is they can't live there, so I think it's okay.
Well, but, in that case, may I have a motion in favor of the waivers? Second. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilman Kachasi?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Bullock?
Woman.
Woman. I tried to catch myself. I'm so sorry. Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
And Mayor Mo.
Yes. All right.
Thank you
very much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
We will now adjourn as the Board of Health and reconvene as mayor and council. Any reports? Starting the gentleman in the end.
Yeah, the planning board, the waiver meeting for Monday, June 5th was canceled. I think a quorum issue, but I'm not 100% sure. There is a meeting scheduled for next Monday night. There are no applications to be heard, but some, I think, administrative matters. The agenda is still, I think, needs to change. The sewage authority had their regular meeting last Thursday, which is 1 week later than normal each month. Routine matters discussed, but the reason the meeting was delayed is they got bids in for the North 100 pump station rebuild, and they did award the contract due to inflation. The cost of it is much higher than they thought with the engineering estimate, but that is the cost because labor costs have gone up as opposed to inflation. So they're going to go back and rework some of their paperwork, but they did award it. They're on track to, you know, start the process. I don't know when construction will start until all that occurs, but that's moving along. Finance committee, I have nothing. The cannabis subcommittee, I believe that interested resident, the resident adjacent, I'm still interested. I haven't heard from him in a while, but I will reach out to him once we kind of have an idea when we might want to be able to talk with him at a working sessions. I know the agenda's been packed.
It's been kind of crazy.
It has, so. I know.
I know we see something going on with the Highbridge Borough is going to be reviewing an application. So it'd be nice to be able to watch what happens there.
That's great.
And key issues such as major parking issues and things like that need to be addressed in situations like that. So I'm curious to see how that goes.
Yeah, do you know if it's a micro or a regular?
I'm reading online. It was an article. It wasn't just a Facebook post. It's supposed to be where the brewery just, and Mrs. Riley's.
Oh, yeah.
The white building with the apartments up top.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Which, you know, I don't know where you're going to park. We already have a park. But at any rate, it'll be interesting to see.
It will. Right.
It's going to be, I think, going to their planning board.
They're fully opted in, so I'm going to guess it's not a micro.
You're probably right.
It's a distribution.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
All right, very good.
That's all I got. Thank you.
Councilman Kachinowski?
Nothing on finance, and the high school graduated just under 400 kids today.
Yeah.
It was indoors, which was a good decision because it did rain a little bit.
It certainly did.
Right around the half an hour before it was over. The kids were very happy, the parents were very happy, and I'm done with North Hundred High School. My kid graduated.
Congratulations. And I understand that plans continue for the games in late August?
Yeah, that's a committee, August 26th. I just heard today it's going to be at Heritage Park.
I did see that as well.
Which is new to me.
Yeah.
I thought I was on the inside track of this information, but I guess we're the, one of the teams to beat, so the guy in charge is keeping things secret.
So.
It's not fair, I'd let him know that. And he doesn't respond.
All right, Councilwoman Swetlik.
I'll do EC and Green Team together. We have a green fair July 8th that you guys all know about, and we're planning on that. Pollinator Garden at North Hundred. With the grant money we received, we donated that to North Hundred to make the pollinator garden. We all planted it, so it's nice. I don't know if you've driven by. Well, everybody graduated by, I saw it. So we have the pollinator plants there, and we're going to do the wildflower seeds in the fall so we can do the cold stratification process. So that went really well. Open Space Committee. Prospect East, Les, he's part of the Rotary Club, and they actually had done some donations for the kiosk over here. They're going to do another donation on Prospect East as far as kiosks and trail markers, which is very exciting. I did tell him to prepare for people stealing things, and so I hope he keeps that in mind when he spends the money and the time on that property. It's good, though. They did a great job over here, so, and Prospect East has absolutely no signage. All the trail markers have been stolen numerous times, so hopefully, you know, it'll work out. The class trip over the acres took place Monday. It was supposed to be Thursday and Friday, and then we had wildfire issues, so.
Oh, so they had to reschedule it?
We had to reschedule it.
No kidding.
Because outside, right?
No, so Thursday, and then we just, so it was Monday, and it was fantastic, finally, after 3 years. So Deborah from the county was the naturalist, and we gave nature hikes. We split the kids. There was 24 sixth graders, which is a perfect age because they're young enough, but they're, you know, old enough to understand things, so it was just fantastic, and there was four teachers. We split the 24 kids up and did the nature walk with them, you know, pointing out invasives and different parts of the property. And I just have to, she was pointing out animal scat. That's one of her things that she, as a naturalist. And we found bear scat for the first group. And when we went around again, we found the originator. The bear was standing right there.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it was really exciting. And what's funny is the adults were all nervous, but the kids could care less. So.
Kids love, yeah, they, we had that
oh,
once.
It's a bear.
It's just, can I take a picture?
I would have taken a picture, but I had to stay with the kids. I was a little bummed about that. But, just a side note, DPW did an excellent job. The pavilion was spotless. There had been a bird poop problem, and they just power washed everything. It was fantastic. So they did an absolutely fantastic job. Beaverbrook Walk, that's a historic walk this Saturday. 15 limit, so we were full. Two people dropped out, so we have two spots open if everybody's interested. It's at Franfield at 9 is when we start, and we'll meet Mike over at the furnace. We walk over to him like last year. Springside, Jay and Dakota are going to be meeting some High Bridge folks over there to talk, to look at the...
I briefly saw that, but we'll talk after.
Oh, okay. So they're going to be meeting in regards to signage and things that need to be put up in that area. I'm not available to do that. Let's see. There's a situation, it seems at Windy Acres, that the, I don't know if it's Fountain Motel residents or homeless folks that are, I had a call from a resident that said there was a person laying flat on the ground without a shirt, laying next to a turtle.
In the parking area or in the...
In the middle of the trail, so I don't really know how to handle situations like that. So, I mean, I know there's trespassing issues with Harold, the adjacent property.
Yeah, I know, he's right in the audience.
Oh, okay. Well, there's no trespassing, he has no trespassing signs everywhere. So
that doesn't mean much.
It seems to be a problem for, it's starting to become a problem for us. So now we have a signage that says no loitering. So the one individual that's always in the parking lot, we at least have some signage. you know, the police can bite onto something and say you're loitering, because it's hard to say, you know, a person could be hiking and just decide to sit next to a turtle, I don't know. So, I don't know how to approach that situation.
What does the turtle have to do with it?
He was laying next to it.
Right.
That was whatever. This is what the resident called me, and that's, she was upset, so that's that. Let's see.
But we, I do have that, that draft ordinance, Trishka, over to you to look at, as well as I think the chief needs to look at.
Yeah, Reddington is reviewing that.
Before we do anything with it.
But that was more for panhandling, that was more geared towards panhandling.
Yes, that's why I don't know if it's going to solve what.
But it's definitely something, you know, decent towns should be looking into, since it's a growing problem. And I was, Mary and I, we have clean communities on the agenda, I just want to touch really quick on that, clean communities. I was wondering if when we have purchases or things to review, that our chair, Mario, get copied on any of the things that is money being spent going forward. Like, for instance, open space property, the taxpayer money. As a group, we discuss, okay, we're going to spend this money on Oak Tree planting or this or the other thing, and then we talk about it, and then we spend the money. With the clean communities, nobody seems to know where the money is, and I just thought it'd be nice if Mario, as chair, could at least get an idea of what money's being spent where.
It's.
Because it's mostly litter cleanup.
Well, sure, I'll jump in. Be glad to have any conversation with Mr. Cavallaro at any point. Clean communities, the coordinator is Mr. Maxiel, the DPW director. So technically, under law, he's the one responsible for the reports, the filing, the expenditure of money. He has to sign off. He also has to do the filing of reports annually. They just do the end of this month, actually, the next one gets done. So, be glad to have a conversation and get input from Mario Warnham, but, you know, Jay ultimately is the responsible party.
If he can just be copied on the emails, because most of the things that are being done with the funds is for litter, and we're doing all the litter cleanup.
If it's related, it should be, but if it's.
Correct.
Yes.
Thank you.
We'll talk, yeah.
Thanks, that's all I have.
Council President Strauss?
Thank you. Clinton Township Board of Ed, I had a brief conversation with the Board of Ed president regarding the resolution on the agenda tonight. Historical preservation, their meeting was canceled, it was last Wednesday due to lack of quorum. For public safety, I was speaking with Chief DeRosa, I believe everyone saw the surveys that were done for speed surveys for David Post Road, as well as the reports that were sent out. Same with fire, spoke with Chief Emery about a few outstanding issues, and his reports were disseminated as well. And there's a few meetings that the mayor and I still have to tie up at some point.
Yeah, there's a few. We're knocking that list down.
Yeah, I know. OEM, they're looking to schedule their local emergency planning council meeting the week of June 26th. And the CERT meeting is this Thursday, tomorrow night, June 15th at 7 p.m. And that's all I have.
Very good. And from my perspective, from personnel front, obviously we're in the middle of a search for a new permanent clerk, because it's not only statutorily required, but we frankly need one. So we're in the middle of that. We do also have a posting open for a person perhaps to serve in building and zoning. And as you see on the agenda, we're filling some much needed vacancies at Public Works. So all that continues. And then from a recreation perspective, the rec committee met mid last month. I think I missed the last meeting, so it'll be perhaps a little bit out of date, but they're considering a tournament for pickleball the day that we're going to have Community Day. Community Day will be rescheduled for September, so all those details will be as it comes along. At that time, they had 234 signups for summer camp, so I know we're getting ready to begin that. We have a resolution tonight to hire folks, so summer camp is moving along really well. And back to Community Day, everybody's who was scheduled to be in attendance at Community Day, all the vendors are available in September, except for Dr. D. So we'll be without Dr. D.
Who's his replacement?
They've got a couple in the wings. And they're also going to be working on sprucing up the bathrooms at Bunt. You know, we have the locks now, new locks on the door, so they're open all the, well, during the daylight hours, they'll be open. So we'll take care of some of that. And Field of Dreams is now back open again, for those who may be interested.
Are you open for questions on rec?
Sure. I don't have answers, maybe, but I'll take questions.
The bathrooms are great. Did we get rid of the porta-johns?
I believe we did all but one.
Yeah, so I haven't seen them there.
So maybe all of them.
To move them, the pickleball court is the most used thing at that park.
Mm-hmm.
More so than the softball fields, other than the weekends when you have kids for soccer. It might be good to have them there, because there's a lot of urination in places other than the bathrooms.
I was not aware of that.
Yeah.
Even with the bathrooms open?
Yeah, because, you know, the distance from the pickleball court to the bathroom, it's even during the porta-john. So my idea was...
Really? With, like, children all over? Come on.
There's no children there at night.
Oh, it's not.
No, but even, you know, if we got rid of the porta-johns, maybe bring one back and put it close to that.
I'll bring it to the committee for sure, and we'll look at it.
Yeah. And the other thing, again, pickleball. Every Tuesday, it seems that there's a sign up there that there's some event every Tuesday with a barbecue and people pay for it. Is that sanctioned by us?
Yes, it's part of the...
And insurance and everything is covered?
I believe so.
Good.
But we can have Mr. Close check it out.
Thank you.
But, you know, pickleball takes up half of the conversation now. I'd never heard of it like 3 years ago.
We need that for sure.
All right. Any other reports anyone else wishes to make before I close this out and move along? Hearing nothing, we'll go to the ordinances. So the first is a public hearing on an ordinance of the Township of Clinton in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, amending the Township Stormwater Management Regulations as set forth in Article 35, Surface Water Management of Chapter 165, Land Use Regulations of the Code of the Township of Clinton.
Before you open the public hearing, you actually can't hold it tonight, because the planning board has not yet been able to provide a report to the council. It's in 35 days that have not elapsed, and statutorily you must have the report prior to conducting the public hearing.
So we can't have the hearing at all. We will carry it.
Yes.
Or do we need to restart the process?
No, if you can carry the public hearing, you've given the ordinance a second reading, you can carry it.
Let's carry it.
The public hearing to a date certain.
You can carry it to July, though, right?
You can carry it to whenever you would like to carry it. You just have to announce the date and the time on the record.
If it works for everyone here, we'll do January 12th, or July 12th. I can do January 12th, too, but that's, actually, we can't. That's beside the point. Next year. Give it a little time and make sure our council is present. Public hearing on the 12th.
At 7 p.m.
I will, any members of the public here wish to speak about that? All right, so it'll be the 12th. Next, we have our last public hearing. This is a capital ordinance for various other improvements in equipment by the Township of Clinton in the County of Hunterdon, New Jersey, appropriating the total amount of $453,700, of which $200,000 is from the General Capital Fund, Capital Improvement Fund, and $253,700 is from the General Capital Fund fund balance. This is for much-needed police, fire, DPW equipment. It was all discussed in the budget process, so I think it's pretty well covered. Any questions before I open it up to the public hearing? Any members of the public wish to come speak about this ordinance? Seeing no movement, we'll close the public hearing. And may I have a motion? May I have a second?
A second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Sipple?
No, yes.
Councilman Kachowski?
Yes.
Council President Schaus?
Recuse.
Okay. And Mayor Millay?
Yes. Next, we have the consent agenda. All items listed are considered to be routine by the township's mayor and council and will be enacted by a single motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless requested by the mayor, a council member, or citizen, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and voted upon separately. Are there any items on the consent agenda anyone wishes to have removed? Anybody in the audience? All right, seeing no movement, may I have a motion?
I just need to abstain from 1 and 2.
Okay. I'll make the motion. May I have a second?
Second.
Council President Strauss, roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer? Mayor Lo?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Gleason?
Yes.
Councilman Kraschowski?
Yes.
And Councilman Soto?
Yes.
All right, in the interest of the residents in the audience and our bills with Mr. Levier, who's paid by the hour, we're going to move number six up to the first, so we can get everybody out of here if they want to leave. That is resolution approving a New Jersey DOT application for a road closure on Mobus Road. So I'm going to set the table. Mr. Levier can correct me where I'm wrong, but we've had a long-running discussion about Mobus Place because of the warehouse that's coming in the town of Clinton, the Christmas tree warehouse. And we've been exploring over the course of the past year options to close that road permanently to prevent any adverse effects to the adjoining neighborhood. We've had a couple of different calls with the DOT, with the town of Clinton, because it is a shared joint road. And I think we've got a pretty decent plan and a permit application. The process to proceed with the closure, assuming that there's consensus on the council and in the community to close the road, would be for us to first make that permit application to the DOT, and for after we get approval from the DOT to pass an ordinance with an introduction and then a chance for a public hearing to officially close the road, and then we can go spend money to have DOT, or not, DPW and a contractor probably close it. Am I correct?
Correct, yes. When the DOT approves through the Bureau of Highway Access, it's still subject to the commissioner's office.
Okay.
So because it's a joint road traversing across municipal boundary in two municipalities, I believe any road that is a full closure, the commissioner of the DOT has final approval. So, yes, you're correct in everything you stated, and just a little more history is that we did have a pre-application conference in August of last year with the DOT, with members of the town of Clinton, and we discussed the proposed scope of work. The only change that has come since then is, I think, based on what was discussed at the time with the DOT, it seems the town of Clinton may not have as much interest, or may not object, but doesn't necessarily fully endorse the application, which may just require more proof on behalf of the township that closing the road would not have a detriment on surrounding other intersecting roads on the state highway or the short span still left in the town of Clinton. I understand that the emergency response is to the township of Clinton in that area, and that fire wouldn't be a problem as far as closing that road.
No.
Not at all.
So I think that would be a benefit for the application. But again, this all has to go through the DOT. It's through the Bureau of Highway Access, even though we're not technically changing the intersection at the highway, but it somehow has to get filtered through the state to get to that commissioner's office. Based on that pre-application conference, the DOT did indicate, again, that's kind of a non-binding, informal guidance meeting. Anything can change at time of application, but they did want us to see, they wanted to see some improvements at the intersection, and it was mainly just to remove the right turn only lane currently at the intersection of Mobus. The gentleman on the call for the DOT felt that with a dead end type of road geometry, that the right hand turn lane wouldn't be warranted. So they had requested that the markings would be grinded off the highway, signage removed, and the broken line replaced with solid white shoulder stripe. Not a whole lot of effort involved, but it would be, again, another cost, and it would be a separate permit, because then that permit goes to another bureau at the state, which is falls under, again, there's a litany of permits, and that's where you get some guidance from the state, but I believe it falls under the street intersection approval permit. If authorized, my schedule moving forward would take the application in its current form, which is really a draft form, I think it would be best to submit to the DOT that way to get their initial response, knowing that some of the information that was provided at the pre-application conference has kind of changed, because we came out of that call with the understanding that the applicant would actually be the town of Clinton, because they were in the road that the intersection itself, the GOBIS, is within the municipality.
The original design included an effort to make their lives, I think, a little easier, because you would have had a little bit of a cul-de-sac for vehicles on their side to turn around, and the town of Clinton expressed no interest in any improvements on their side. So the changes were, we moved all those improvements into our side. So now, the plan that you'll see if you go to the website, or the ones that you might have in front of you, all of the improvements are on the township side. So there'll actually be a little wedge of roadway
left.
Left.
Yeah, we provide them, I think, with three options, because we tried to provide them with a ability to make a turn, especially for firefighting vehicles at their end. And their concern was access or encroachment into their town of Clinton water easement, which I don't think we would have had any impact, but during that call, I remember I actually drew on the screen a solid line of a new curb at the end of the road and said, this is what you want. And my recollection was they agreed to that. That's
yes.
What showing. But we are, but the fact that they're not fully endorsing the project, we took the position of removing any improvements, any work outside the town of Clinton right away. So the new curb that is going to be at the end of MOBIS at the north side will be slightly in the township's right of way, only to allow a new set of catch basins, because as everyone knows, the road falls off to Riverbed Road. So you have to pick up the drainage. It provided the town or whoever out there to push some snow up against the back of the end of the road to get it away from a business driveway that's currently on the west side. And the sidewalks would be maintained. The utilities that are currently in the right would be maintained. I believe there's no plan to vacate the right of way. It's just to physically remove the road improvements and
correct.
The travel way. So you would still have a right of way, which would become more of an unimproved paper street other than the sidewalk and the utilities. Spoke with Public Works. I asked if they wanted the press curb at the new intersection with Riverbend just to access that back piece of roadway. And Public Works superintendent said no need. They can simply slowly go over the curb with a pickup truck. And so it's going to be just a new full-height curb across the intersection at Riverbend. Any catch basins that are currently in the pavement will just be slightly raised. Might be flapped out, but change the castings. There is no driveways in the township of Clinton on that section of Otis Place. So we feel that this is a preventative measure to eliminate any trucks making one make turns through the neighborhood to access 78 and 31 interchange. And at the same time, I don't foresee any major impacts that would be negative with the removal of the road. I think there's three businesses on the west side of MOBIS Place in the town of Clinton. And from what I can tell, they have dumpster enclosures. So currently they must be getting trash pickup through a solid waste hauler. They must pull in, pull out. They'll be able to do the same thing they're doing now. Town of Clinton Water will have access to their station at the end of the road and access to their easement. So that's going to be the approach. I'm going to submit this and obviously try to get whatever guidance I need from the state. We're hoping to use a report for traffic analysis that was done by the warehouse applicant. We might need to supplement that if the state requires more justification, especially without a common resolution from, or two resolutions from two municipalities. We might have to bolster the support. So that's the only, again, I'll rely on any feedback from the state. First, we'll make the submission and see what the, there's always going to be a review comments.
So, if I'm understanding, the town of Clinton is not supporting this?
They're not supporting. I don't get the sense they're opposing.
It would be very beneficial if they did support it, correct?
It would be helpful for sure.
Yeah. Have they been approached, or are they already been approached?
We had a conversation, they were on the meeting.
Oh, okay.
That's why we changed the design.
And at that time, they didn't say they objected to it, it kind of came out a little bit later on, that they wouldn't really fully endorse it, which, so they're taking like a neutral position, which is not helping the application, because if it was a, if the application was a joint application with both parties, I would think the commissioner's office would have no problem making that approval.
And say this all sort of goes smoothly, what's the timeframe? Just approximate, obviously, something with the state.
Few months with the state, probably, I can't speak, because if you go into the commissioner's office, that might take a while.
Right, yeah, I figured, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, it's, and depending on what their response is back, if they have additional comments, that might warrant some additional responses. If we get through the Bureau of Highway Access, and we then have to make ordinance, then there could be a introduction, second reading for the ordinance, so again, all that would take time to get, that's what we have to provide to the commissioner, he wants to see an ordinance from the municipality, after you get your approvals from the Bureau of Highway Access.
An adopted ordinance or a draft ordinance? An adopted ordinance?
If you get your approval.
Okay.
But it's still, I'm sorry, it might be a draft, though, it may be a draft, yeah, I have to.
I remember your memo a year ago, I thought it was a draft.
Draft, yeah, they want.
You can't have an ordinance closing your road if you don't have a permit.
Correct.
I mean, it's just.
And you're not, if you get your permit, you're not obligated to go forward to work. I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't, if that's the direction you want to go, but if you don't complete the improvements, if you don't memorialize the ordinance, it's, stays as it is.
Yeah, as long as you don't close it and don't memorialize the ordinance. That would be problematic.
So that's really the update. It's a little unfortunate that we don't have full cooperation with the Mayberry County, maybe that'll change, I don't know, but I'll move forward.
We'll keep working on it.
Yeah, right now, we did have to change the application, because after the pre-application conference, you know, we had everything written out, the town of Clinton made an application, we revised all that, now it's the township.
It might be premature, Larry, but is there any estimate of the cost? I know it's not a super complex project, but.
If it's being.
We don't know the scope yet, because they give review comments.
No, I think I don't foresee a whole lot changing. I think Public Works could accomplish most of the work. I would think the house, because it's demo, it's removable.
Right.
It would be a little bit of new curb, maybe 30 feet of curb on, or maybe 50, 30 on by Riverbend, maybe 20 up at the end of Obis, a couple new catch basins.
Yep.
But I think Public Works, I believe they have the ability to do all that, yeah.
Soil and seed, I would think, too, right?
Topsoil, seed, yeah, we'll remove the pavement, remove the curb, keep the sidewalk, bring up the grade a little bit, only to match where the top curb would be now.
Right.
And just seed it.
Okay.
And then whatever worked in the highway, that you might have to sub out, because I know it's those are for the striping and signage guys, and there's probably not that much, because you're only looking at a little bit of extra paint, and most of it's grinding out. And I checked with, again, it was non-binding, but during the pre-application conference, I asked if grinding would be acceptable, and they said yes.
You know, we might look at the expense of additional traffic studies or, that you
yep.
mentioned, or things like that. I think if anything, that's going to be where we have to spend our money.
But again, we're saving the pain and suffering of traffic through that neighborhood.
Oh, absolutely.
We're tearing our roads, we have to replace more frequently.
Absolutely.
At this point, I'd like to open it up to the public and see if any members of the community have any questions, anything they want to say before we do anything to take action, or just come on down and remind me what we're doing here. We're just township, and what town you live in, and first name? How do you want to do it?
Name and
town.
Even
if we know who you are.
Pardon?
Even if we know who you are.
Yeah, it's cool. Damien Ryan, One River in the Road, Clinton Township.
And again, I'm just going to ask if you can avoid providing this. There are various legal reasons we don't want them.
Push it back, yes. Don't. It's on the list of things to do to replace it. There you go.
I have a few notes based on some of the
some of what I heard. The, I sat on those hearings regarding with Town of Clinton, see some shaking heads, and the traffic study is 20 years old, 20 plus years old, and I don't think that's sufficient. There has been an increase in population in this area, so case in point that we need something new if we're going to leverage that for, if we're going to leverage that as justification. I do have questions about the cost of the project and whether that cost of the project, how it's going to impact the local neighborhood, if at all, as well as the township budget. So I think it would be important to understand what that looks like. Signage and cost to changing the signage and redrawing the lines on 31. Who covers that? Is that, oh, that stuff would be on?
That would be on the township.
Township.
I do expect that, to Mr. Plavier's point, that would be minimal.
Yes.
It is not like a road project.
Yeah, no, and even when we had the pre-application, it was clear that even if there's endorsement from the town, it would be cost for all the township.
Yes.
Okay.
Permit fees, all of it.
All right. One of the major concerns is not so much about trucks, because I think that the size of the trucks that would work their way through from that warehouse wouldn't be even permitted to go through that area. Problem is not so much the trucks. Problem is the employee traffic that would work its way through back to get to 78 through that Holmes Street entrance. And there we have a fair showing of my comrades that live in the neighborhood, and it's a family neighborhood. We walk through there with our kids, our dogs, kids on bikes, very young, and it would be a significant impact to the neighborhood and increase risk and public safety to that community. So the major driver for this, I get that there's some amenability in this group to understanding some of that, but that's where we're going to get most of the contention from the members that live in the community. So we'd ask that you take that under serious consideration for any decisions that are made. One final point that I heard about, garbage control. I've seen the trucks. I've been through there all hours of day and night, and I've seen the trucks come by my house to that address to pick up garbage. So they come through Riverbed. They don't go through 31 and turn right onto Mobis. So, fact. All right. I'd like to understand a little bit more, finally, about the public services. I know there is a pumping station that's there, right on that road, I think. So we want to understand the impact. We're not myopic in this, that we're just completely selfish, but need to understand what the public impact is, not only from a fire safety and security standpoint, but as well as to public services that are in that. So I'd like someone, if they could speak on that a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, I think the pump station will have, this will have no impact because the town will be able to access it right off of 31. And then the current roadway has beneath it, I believe, sewer lines and stormwater management lines.
Gas.
Yeah, probably a gas line.
And we're not relocating or closing off any hydrants that might be out there. Anything that's underground will remain. Any overhead power lines will remain. We're just physically removing the pavement surfaces.
Yeah, and Mr. Plavier mentioned earlier that we're not looking to vacate, and we've done that a few times, so I'm a little more familiar with it than maybe the public is. But when the township vacates a road, basically what happens is the road is split in half between the right-of-way, and the adjoining property owners take possession of what used to be that right-of-way. So trying to think of a really good example. I can't think of a good one.
This is a good one.
So yeah, I mean, if we were to vacate this road, half of the, what was the street vertically would go to block 71, lot 27, so number 23, and the other half of the road would go to lot number 21, and they would own them.
Got it.
because we have such a large amount of utility in that space, we're going to retain that right-of-way so that we have legal access to it all the time without having to get an easement or do any of that. And it, correct. So all that will remain the responsibility of the township.
And the fact that we still have to maintain a very short piece of paved road with new storm to pick up wherever the wall is coming down the hill. All that you would still be encumbered with easements. So it just makes sense to retain it as public right-of-way.
And then finally, how do we get some transparency on the timeline? I do realize that it was mentioned that it would be a couple of months before the next step, but is there any indication? I work in my field of work, I work in project plans and financial goals, and I'd like to understand from that lens, like, do we have a sense, do we have a sense for what that timeline looks like and major milestones that we need to achieve in order to meet this objective?
I can tell you the most important one is getting everything started with the DOT since our pre-application conference, and if given the go-ahead, we can have something to the DOT within probably less than 2 weeks.
Right, and then it's up to the DOT to approve. Then from the DOT, the Bureau's approval, it goes to the Commissioner.
After you have a draft ordinance and there's a few steps. And it's hard to anticipate, and what we've been have feedback from the DOT, if they're going to require additional traffic studies. I can tell you that if there's an older traffic study with less vehicles, I think that would actually be a benefit to the application, because you have the less traffic volume, the less impact by removing a road. But we're going to try to provide them with what we have currently in our draft package and see what the response is.
Okay.
It may be iterative. There may be a back and forth to this process.
Oh yeah, I think on something like this, yes. There's back and forth when you just apply for a new driveway application for the state. In fact, we're having, it's almost two different permits. You have the Commissioner's approval on changing the use of a roadway that bisects two crosses of this boundary. And then whatever they want us to do within DOT's right-of-way, which they've already indicated is something, whether it's removing markings or removing signage. So you have a couple of different bureaus in the department to work through.
Yeah. Do we have a sense for working across the two municipalities, their acquiescence to all of this? It sounds like there's not a lot of obstruction that's ahead of us, but do we understand what the major pitfalls are going to be that we can potentially come up against?
I think the I wouldn't say that they're an obstruction, but the lack of endorsement, the fact they're almost in a neutral position is not helpful.
All right, that's their chicken speaking.
They're not objecting, but they're not going to give us a resolution apparently endorsing.
We still have the process down. It would certainly be much more expeditious if they were, as Council identified earlier, if they were in support of it, that would certainly be well received by the department.
Okay.
Who's
arguing
today? I would start with the mayor.
Okay. Start calling. Thank you very much. Yep. Anyone else?
I would just ask what else we can do as a group.
If you could just quick name and municipality.
It's a short comment. You know, none of us are Mike Hammer. I live on Riverbend. But you know, there's a lot of people interested in this. None of us are experts on it. So if you have any comments on what we can do to help this situation, whether not that we have a whole lot to say with Clinton, the town of Clinton, but it would be nice if we had projects that they needed our approval on, maybe if we could use a little leverage there. Because it seems like a fairly benign thing for them, and I don't know why they would cause any problems. It doesn't seem to be any negatives for them.
Now, I think that, I don't know. I'll continue to have conversations with the town, but certainly feel free to, reach out, especially if any friends in the town of, or other, maybe, if you know any other governing body members over there. But I'm either aware of anything, or we'd really be looking to use this, something as leverage, because you get into that tit for tat and we'll be in a pile of trouble. They're not opposing it right now, and they could do that too, and we don't want that.
Yeah, we should be clear, they have not expressed any opposition to the project.
Right.
As they're identifying, I think it's a good characterization, more neutral at this point in time.
And are there any other avenues that we can do directly?
Well, I think once the application gets to the DOT, I think it's perfectly reasonable for you to reach out to your state legislators, because they have a lot more pull with the DOT than we do, and just express your support for it. Pass that word. I mean, that's certainly, I think, a viable route.
Okay. And any other proof that we can provide as far as support from the neighborhood petitions or anything like that, or is that kind of...
That's something that maybe you take to the legislator, because that'll enable them to go make an argument in favor of the application to the DOT.
Okay.
I don't know that the DOT will be receptive, really, to direct contact, if you would.
Yeah, I mean, you could potentially attach letters from residents into the application package. I would think it would hurt.
Okay.
The only thing is that it would be probably, again, better if some of the businesses in the town gave us a letter saying that they... Because again, I think that the township with the endorsement from governing body understands that obviously we've had public comments, we've had the general public, and there's no major oppositions to this, just moving forward. I think again, it's just going to be more burden of proof that there is a detriment that's going to be put on the applicant, because we don't have dual approval at the governing body level.
Certainly a letter from the residents to attach, or a letter with all of it signed, but
yep.
Certainly is a nice addition to the application. It's good for them to see.
And that would just be one letter with a whole bunch of
all the signatures, yeah.
And that would just be the name, signature, address, or...
And I would make two copies. I would really get one to the legislators, because they'll use their contacts and connections to...
If you pass that to mayor and council, they'll pass it to me and to Bill.
We'll get it.
And one of my neighbors that couldn't make it tonight, they sent me a video, and I don't know how, I mean, it was a pretty compelling video as far as I'm concerned, because they live pretty close to the corner there. There was traffic on 31.
Everybody was cutting through.
It was just a constant stream of cars.
I'm sure.
Not one of them was stopping at the stop sign.
Right.
You know, and as was mentioned, if you've been in that area, there's a disproportionate amount of people that walk on that road. There are no sidewalks. Yep. And if you're not from that area, there's no way you would ever anticipate the amount of kids on the bicycles and stuff like that. And even if they weren't doing anything real wrong, something bad's going to happen, because you're going to come around those bends and there's going to be kids on, you know, whatever, walking the dogs or whatever. So, I mean, whatever proof we can provide.
You don't have to convince us on that. We're on your side.
Yeah, no. I just want to make sure it's emphasized, because it's not a typical neighborhood. So,
good.
Right.
Thank you.
All I have. Thank you.
And I think, just Mr. Pelier, for those letters, you're going to submit a preliminary application for review.
Yes.
Before you submit between that time and the final, I think we can attach the letters at the final.
Yeah.
So you have a little bit of time. It's not like you have to get it to us tomorrow.
And how long? Weeks or?
You're probably going to send this off by the end of the week, early next week, I would think.
Probably end of next week, we'll get what we have coming together to the DOT.
Okay.
And I don't anticipate hearing back from them within maybe a couple weeks.
And that's when when the letter would get attached.
Depending on what they come back with.
Fourth of July holiday in there.
Yeah, so. If you can get something probably within a month, that'd be fine.
Yeah,
and if I know it's coming, I'll just,
we can hold it. We can hold it till we get, but within 30 days, if you get, I think that would be a reasonable period.
Who do I send that to?
If you send it to me, you have my email, so just send it to me.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, thank you, appreciate it.
Thank you. Come on down.
Hey, sorry, I have a ridiculous hat there. Ryan Schmidt, how's everybody doing? So just a quick question, and I don't know if you guys actually can comment on this or you can't. What reason would the town, based on your experience, what would the reason to not endorse something like this be? Can you guys comment on that?
I think it's...
Sticky one, I get it.
I think partly because they're trying to avoid any incurring of cost with it. I think that's one. But I think from the get-go, they've been reluctant to, they feel like this is an us problem and not a them problem, and go do. You know, I know it was a contentious hearing, too, and it's a part of town where they can get irritable, and it's not in their backyard, so to speak. It's more in our backyard, so...
Yeah, to be honest, we have no problem with it. The town, it makes it less attractive for a developer to go in there, or business to go in there, period.
That's true, too.
That's common sense.
That's true, too.
You know, it's attractive that they can drive their trucks through your roads. So if we close it, it's less attractive. That's common sense. We don't have to, right? We're all on the same page here.
Yeah.
But that's not up to the property.
But otherwise, it would just be speculation.
Right.
Sure.
All right.
Well, with that, I appreciate you guys looking into this and trying to make it happen. We thank you.
All right, thank you.
I'm sure this week.
Anybody else? All right, if not, then may I have a motion to pass this resolution and get Larry started?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Here you go. Roll call, please.
Councilman Kachasi?
Yes.
Councilman Surratt?
Oh, yes.
Councilman Lethbridge?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Malloy?
Yes. It's a different order because she's calling it. Yeah, sorry. Don't worry about it. We're getting used to it. Get used to it. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody, for turning out. We've got five more resolutions, and we'll get out of here. The first is a resolution approving the seasonal hire of Joseph Bostic in the Department of Public Works. Yes, sir.
I have two extra copies. Can I use these?
Absolutely, please. If anybody wants a paper copy, feel free to take one.
Not a full package of the plan, it's more of kind of what was discussed. There's an existing conditions plan and then a proposed plan, which is, these are supposed to be 24 by 36, a little difficult to read. And in the last page, it just really shows what it would look like without the curves.
All right, so this is a resolution to approve the hire in Public Works, seasonal. Much needed. Jay is very shorthanded at Public Works, so we need...
How many people does Dakota have under him now? How many does he have now?
Generally, he has three with him, Councilman. Once we put this gentleman on, I think then we'll be able to have a fourth person assigned to him on a regular basis. And that's going to greatly assist us with all the building the grounds and park work that he has to do now.
I'll move to that.
All right. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilman Sutler?
You. She's calling the first. She's calling the first, and then the second, and then the rest. That's how that's going.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kachasi?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Malloy?
Yes. It's just different. You got to get used to it. That's all.
Agenda layout.
Yeah. The second resolution is approving the seasonal hires for the 2023 summer recreation program. Ms. Cecil has a minor modification. My jersey came out. I said minor.
Yeah, I think it's more, I'm just going to, I'll have to read the modification. We've just got a couple of it resolved, so I just need to streamline the language as well.
Yep, so it's going to be a little bit of a...
It's a reformatting thing. There's an alter the substance in there.
Anyone be opposed if we change the number from $14 an hour to $14.13 so it matches the minimum wage in the state? I mean, you can pay less because they're seasonal. I get it. But I just feel better if we pay them.
Mr. Close, do we have to do anything differently to do that?
No.
No. Is there a salary ordinance that we have to worry about?
Oh.
Well, no. The salary ordinance will be at one of your upcoming meetings,
right,
which will provide for it at that time. $14, as I discussed with Councilman Glazer, was the rate paid last year. So you're actually above the head of the state's chart for coming into compliance with the minimum wage provision. And so you again be paying a similar rate this year. But you're within the confines of the existing salary ordinance, I believe the range for it.
Perfect. All right, then I have no objection. Does anyone else have an objection?
No.
All right.
I'll make the motion.
As amended.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Kaczynski?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sueda?
Yes.
Councilman Gleason?
Yes.
And Mayor Millet?
Yes. Next, we have a resolution approving the full-time hire of Noemi Galdemez as an administrative office clerk for the Office of the Municipal Administrator and Clerk. Noemi's been doing a fantastic job. She's on probation, so we're basically pulling her off probation. I'll make that motion. May I have a second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Mayor Millet?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Gleason?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sueda?
Yes.
Next, we have a resolution to defer local district and regional school taxes. This is a resolution that we adopt every year. Over the last few years, we've defied the trend of the decade or more prior, and we're taking it the other direction, so we're reducing the deferral, which means slowly but surely, we're getting back to a more reasonable ratio. This is something that this municipality has done since the school district and the township reformed, pretty much, so. Does anybody have any questions?
I'm happy with the reduction of percentage.
Modest.
Well, we can do what we can do right here. So I'll make the motion.
May I have a second?
A second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Gleason?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sueda?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynski?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Millet?
Yes. And lastly, we have a resolution approving to release certain performance guarantees and escrows for the property located at Block 63, Lot 7.07, in the Township of Clinton. In this instance, we're going to remove from the resolution the address. Very good. And with that, does anybody have any questions, or may I have a motion?
So moved.
May I have a second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sueda?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynski?
Yes.
Councilman Gleason?
Yes.
Mayor Millet?
Yes. Last, we've got public comment for items not on the agenda. Come on down.
Good evening.
Good evening. Again, name and municipality only is perfect.
My name is Kathy Reese, R-E-E-S-E. I'm from 18 Inverary Place in Annandale. Okay. I'm newly to the North Gate West.
Oh, I did just see an email from you.
Did you see my email?
I did. I was traveling for work last week, so I hadn't had a chance to follow up with the administrator on.
I just want to know, I feel like we're a year behind, and so I have to address the administrator on this.
He's over here.
Hi.
Hey.
Okay. We're looking for the reimbursement for the snow removal and street lighting. And I don't know, because we have a whole new board, if the information is, or whatever it is, like the purchase order or whatever it is going to the wrong address, or how I need to fix that, because we're almost now into 2022-2023 reimbursement. So
Mr. Maxiello, the DPW director, has to prepare the calculation. Jay has been tasked with a number of other things. I have been working on it. He has worked with the CFO as recent as this week. I saw your email. I have been working on it. I can't provide that to you until he gets it to me.
Okay.
But he has been, as I said, tasked with many things. He has a number of things in transition. One of the things that they've done historically is the agreement calls for a payment under the Condo Reimbursement Act to you of an amount that it would cost the township to undertake the work and or what your cost is.
Correct.
Typically, it appears that the cost has been what the township, from what I can see, mm-hmm. whatever the township cost is, a check has been issued. So you really should be submitting whatever your costs are as part of it.
So do I have to submit something?
Right. So when he does the calculation, he's going to get the calculation. We're going to reach out to all the parties, which I anticipate will find you within the next 2 weeks from now.
So it's more than just your association.
It's more than just our association.
Measuring companies have done this in the past. I'm on the Westgate Board, so I know our measuring company has responded to this on the same occasion in the past. So.
Right, but it's like I said, it's based on typically the receipts versus,
right. We have to say
versus
snow
the cost calculated. And the way the statute provides is,
right.
if whichever is less,
right.
that's the amount that's issued. I don't know that What was always the case, per se?
When you have an unusual... I recall one year of these, they asked for the support to justify the cost of the associations being hired in the township.
And are you on the board still?
Of my association plan?
So the piece was...
Oh, well, we're not voting on it.
No.
So the other piece was...
Are we talking about your association?
No, not hers.
Mine. I'm Northgate West. I just wanted to get that confirmed on the record.
What will happen now is you'll get something from us saying we'd ask that you submit these items for this period of time. The way your agreements also read, which is something at some point, they cross over years.
Right.
Always.
And the July to June kind of timeframe is more challenging for me. I would certainly recommend, one of the things that I've now asked you, and we talked about in finance, to recommend looking at is switching to a calendar year, if possible, with folks, as opposed to a, what I'll call the fiscal year.
Right.
Because it makes it easier in terms of your budget. The way you budget is you have monies you appropriate from prior year, you carry over appropriation reserve. You use those monies, which now will be used to pay in part the various associations. You got money for this year. That money won't get expended for 23. Until 24. It would be better. It would be better, depending on the costs that are calculated or receipts that are submitted. We can pull them all together, try to pay the timeframe that this young lady has identified and get them all the way through. And then at the end of this year, pay any remaining balance so that you get caught up for through 23 and then begin the process on an annual basis where it's always paid shortly after the first of the year based on what you have budgeted. And then you know you have a proper budget. The way you're doing now, the balances are always, as she identified, they're really like a 6-month lag because of the fiscal year timeline. I don't know if I'm explaining that well.
The only reason I'm asking is we're a totally new board.
Okay.
Okay, so we've been going back into the history and trying to figure out what we need to do going forward. So this was one of the, and that was one of my questions for you was, do I need to submit anything? Do I need to do anything? What do you need? So I'm going to wait for the Department of Public Works superintendent.
Right, he'll be reaching out, providing information to me. We'll then get a letter out to you.
Okay.
Which would either be from myself or him or the CFO, probably the CFO.
Okay.
It says, here's the information needed, submit this, and then we would issue, once you provide that, we will compare it to his calculation and issue a check.
Okay. All right. That's what I wanted to know.
But I also want to say
was no transition between the old board and the new board. So we're like,
No baton was passed.
Grasping at straws here. We're like.
And what I would say again with you here is that certainly part of the letter will, with council's concurrence, I would ask that maybe everyone consider trying to move it to a calendar year basis if that would meet with your approval and with the approval of the various associations. I think it would be more conducive to getting everyone
$2,000.
Associations are calendar.
And I was just frustrated because I had sent them emails and I never got a response.
Right.
So I was just a little frustrated. I was like, okay, do I not have the right emails? I'm gonna contact.
I'm sorry. I saw your email. I was traveling, and it's one of many I have to get back to.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know.
You're
welcome. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. You all have a good
evening.
Thank
you. You too.
You're welcome.
Anybody else wish to come down and say anything? Name and
my name is John McCoder.
Municipality, no street address.
I am the Clinton Township resident. I wanted to ask Amy what kind of turtle it was. Is it a window?
She said that her and her husband saw like 7 turtles. I think there's been a lot of, I mean, that's why we saw the bear, and I've seen so many bird activities, because there was no rain for so long.
Oh.
That they were out trying to, because I never saw a bear at Winnie Acres before. But she didn't tell me the kind. She just told me that the guy was only in shorts, no shirt, tattooed legs, scruffy, laying flat on the ground next to a turtle. She did not give me a description of who were boxed, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't the wood turtle.
Okay.
Because he would have been laying down in the water, right? Because it's typically in the water.
Well, they go on the land too.
Well, she said it was small, so there's no way, because the wood turtle was about 10 centimeters.
Yeah, but they're probably more than one wood turtle. So.
I hope he wasn't laying next to an endangered species.
Well, it's just that he would be threatened, and that would be more of a concern.
Oh.
Right?
There's lots of concerns.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Very good, thank you.
That's all she told me, so I don't know.
The last remaining gentleman in the audience have anything you'd like to come say?
No, thank you.
Very good.
Just that you're doing a good job.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
God bless you all. It's a lot of work. And I do have a picture of the bear.
Did you see him Monday?
Yeah, he was actually...
He was on your property.
What's Chuck Urban's building called next to the Mason?
I don't know.
Where they have the wedding shop and all that?
The collectible store.
I'm coming down the highway, and all of a sudden I see this bear. He's at the front door of that building.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I pulled in there, and I was videoing him a little bit. But yeah, he's around.
He was definitely on your property, because I know where the boundary is from the trail we were on. So he was definitely on yours. Right, really on the border. So he's on your lot.
Thanks. And you know, I just said to my wife, you know, I never see any bears here.
Yeah, me neither.
You jinxed it.
And the naturalist said he was about 250 pounds.
All right, we have to get to the gentleman in the rear. So we're going to go to executive session.
Oh.
Yeah, we're going to kick it all out. Right, so for the record, we're going to go to executive session to discuss, thank you, you too, to discuss two items. One is the pending or anticipated litigation in matters requiring confidential advice of counsel, Malsky versus Township of Clinton, and the other is pending or anticipated litigation matters falling within the attorney-client privilege, update discussion regarding disciplinary matters. It's not known when we'll discuss these in public session. We're not going to come out of executive and take any public action this evening. And I don't know how long this meeting is going to take, but there's nobody here anyway. They've all gone, even the reporter.
I scared him away with my...
May I have a motion to go into executive session? I'll second. Roll call.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Malay?
Yes.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kraschowski?
Yes.
Councilman Zilla?
Oh, yes.
All right.
Go ahead.
All right. Just, you want to poke your head out, make sure there's nobody in the hall? Not that there's anybody in the hall. I have 8:58. We are back from executive session. Councilman Glazer.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Zilla?
Yes.
Councilman Kraschowski?
Yes.
Mayor Malay?
Yes. Thank you all. Have a good night.
Why the people?